to CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Special report from Bob Zimmerman. He keeps Behind the Black. It is holiday time for Bob Zimmerman and Behind the Black, and he's here to give us a special report on the success of SpaceX in these last hours. But also, I remind you, your donations and subscriptions are most welcome, especially the opportunity to have a signed autograph of Bob's book, Genesis, The Story of Apollo 8. Once upon a time, that was the celebration of the world, and a spacecraft had gone to another planet. Now, a spacecraft is suggesting it'll not only go to another planet, but it'll land back on Earth after it's done it. Amazing. No more spacecraft, a spaceship. I'm speaking of SpaceX especially, and Bob's special report about what he likes, what he saw, what's next. Bob, a very good evening to you. Super Heavy lifts off. Starship separates. Both controlled landings, Super Heavy in the Gulf, Starship in the Indian Ocean. What surprised you, what pleased you about the events? Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, John. First of all, even though it's only been one day since you announced my fundraising campaign for holiday fundraising campaign for Buying the Black, I have to immediately thank your listeners for their generous donations and support of the website, especially those people who decided they wanted to get a copy of Genesis Story of Apollo 8, autograph copy. I really appreciate the support. Thank you all. Yesterday SpaceX did its sixth test flight of Starship Super Heavy. Once again, the company continues to demonstrate its ability to upgrade and improve the spacecraft and rocket after each launch. There were some issues on the fifth launch. They addressed those issues. And so the thing took off. Super Heavy did its job perfectly, getting Starship on its path to orbit. And it does appear to me that Super Heavy is almost, the booster is almost finished at this moment in time. However, on its way back, it was aiming for a grab at the tower. But halfway through that return flight, they announced they were going to divert it to bring it down on a soft vertical landing in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast. And it's been revealed since that there were some issues with the launch tower that they weren't entirely happy with, so they didn't want to take any chances. And so they didn't want to have a failure at the launch tower. They brought it down in the Gulf of Mexico. I must emphasize that people might remember that the very first two Super Heavy Starship launches produced a great deal of damage at the launch tower and at the launch pad. And this was a major environmental issue. It was going to destroy the environment. We're all going to die. We should stop SpaceX launches at Boca Chica. Well, SpaceX figured out what the issues were. And they have made that launch tower and the amount of damage so minimal that on the previous flight, they could send the rocket Super Heavy back to the launch tower to be caught by the arms. There was very little damage. And the same thing this time. There was very little damage, though they had some issues. We're not completely clear on what those were, but they decided to play it safe. Meanwhile, Starship went into its orbit, and it's not a full orbit. It is an orbital mission, but they purposely pick an orbit that the atmosphere is thick enough that it's going to bring the spacecraft down in the Indian Ocean. This is for safety purposes. And this particular flight was going to really test the thermal protection system on Starship while it was returning to the ground. It was also going to test how those flaps operate to control the spacecraft when it's going through the thick atmosphere on its way down and getting ready very close, actually, to landing. And so I'll talk about that first. They did this. They were really pushing the spacecraft hard, and we saw much, much, much less visible damage or burn through on the flaps or on any of the spacecraft. There was one spot on the tip of one flap that seemed to get very, very hot after a while, so it might have been damaged slightly, but there was no damage that appeared on cameras to any of the flaps and the hinges, which is what had happened previously. Those flaps, they flew the thing nose down most of the way through the atmosphere, which is a very, very difficult direction to control as it's coming in at those speeds in the thick atmosphere, and it was able to do it. was able to control the slats, able to control the thing perfectly. And then when it got under supersonic speeds, when it was near the ground, it was able to then flip the spacecraft into a vertical position, and it came down as planned at the right spot in the Indian Ocean, vertically landing softly. I have a picture in my report of this. I'm behind the black. That's a big deal. And they didn't daylight, so we got video of that. And so it's working pretty good. Now, this mission did two other things that I think are significant, John, engineering-wise. One, Starship did a restart of a single Raptor 2 engine while in orbit. This is to demonstrate that those engines can be restarted in weightlessness and will function. And it did so. And this is important because on later flights, when they go into a full orbit, they're going to need those engines to be restarted to bring the spacecraft down where they want to. And the FAA is not going to approve an orbital mission until they can demonstrate they can do that. And they demonstrated that on this particular flight. The second thing they did is, in SpaceX's irreverent way, they decided to put a payload on this particular Starship. It was a single plastic banana suspended by cords in the payload bay, which is very tiny in this giant payload bay. But they did it, they said, to fulfill the FAA's payload requirements so that it can approve, certify future payloads like Starlinks. And so they put this in there, and they tested how it worked, and they were able to demonstrate that their payload system is going to work as well. And that was a success. So overall, this has been an amazing success. They do not say when the next flight will be. It's going to depend a great deal on what the engineering tells them and then what they wish to accomplish on the next flight. The next flight, if they change the flight plan, they try to do something more daring, the FAA is going to once again say, well, we've got to review all that and retype paperwork so that we can be safe. Of course, the Trump administration might tell the FAA not to slow things down, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Talk about that, Bob, because politics is also part of engineering these days. The flight was witnessed by Mr. Musk, but also the president-elect of the United States, Senator Ted Cruz, recently reelected Texas, and the general in charge of Space Force. That's quite a combination, promising a bright future for SpaceX, do you agree? We have about a minute.
I absolutely agree, John. First of all, this flight demonstrated freedom because it was a private mission, privately funded. The government had almost no money involved in this. Private people doing it, and it was private people getting things done, and they did it much faster and very cheaply compared to what NASA tries to accomplish. So freedom won here without any question, private enterprise. The presence of Trump and all those other people at this mission means those people are going to be very well educated on not only what Starship can do, which is much better things than SLS, but also the problems that SpaceX has had with the regulatory FAA, red tape. And so I expect that's going to influence what's going to happen down the road in the Trump administration in two ways. One, that red tape is going to be cut significantly, very quickly, because it's not something that Trump likes. And the second thing is the Trump administration is going to review aggressively the entire Artemis program, specifically looking at SLS and Orion to see if those, and Luna Gateway, to see if those projects make any sense. And I expect SLS and Orion are very much on the cutting block.
And Space Force is a major customer.
That's right.
Of Falcon 9. And so
it's a bigger customer potentially of Starship Super Heavy. They have a contract with SpaceX to test the idea of point-to-point cargo transport using Starship. So they're very much involved here, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. On to the next test of SpaceX's Starship Super Heavy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.